Next on the agenda, Deb Robinson has asked to address the commissioners about her departure from county employment. So come on up, Deb.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me time to come and ask a few questions and make a statement. Obviously, everyone in the community knows that there's an accusation out there that I have deleted an email folder from my computer. I want to state that I wouldn't know how to do that to begin with, and I did not do it. Obviously, somebody has. I have not had a criminal record in 61 years. I'm not about to start one at this age. And so I have been free and available. It'll be 8 weeks tomorrow for any questioning that anyone would have. No one's contacted me. I do wonder at what point in time IT was contacted to let them know I had quit. And if they were the ones that shut it down, according to Barlow, she shut that computer down. And so if IT wasn't the one to do it, when were they notified I wasn't there? And then I also would like to know if, when it was discovered, if all of the computers were checked in the courthouse to make sure it was an isolated incident and not countywide, that there'd been a breach in security of some kind. I don't know if that has been looked into or not. It seems to me that the first thing an elected official would do would be to come to the commissioners and let them know there was a potential problem. She states that she's following the advice of an attorney. I heard about it in the community, which if there's an investigation, I wouldn't think anyone would be allowed to speak about it until something's actually gone through a system to verify it all. She also stated that she did not have my password, and she did ask for it that day. Stan and Andrew were both standing right there at the desk. And so she had access to my password. She states that no one touched the computer for a week. I believe that two of the employees were manning that desk after I left, so I don't know what computer they would have used if there would have been an incident or a reason to use it with the public. Again, the dates seem, I'm not quite sure on some of these dates. And I also wonder about an outside company coming in that isn't contracted with the county that can remotely access a computer. How do they access a computer remotely? Could it be yours? Could it be anybody's? Or is there something specific as to how they got a hold of the inner workings of my computer, the one that I used that belongs to the county? I think that raises a lot of questions in itself to me, is how anyone could remotely contact a computer within this building. And I don't know if there was authorization to do that or how they did that. Another issue that has been brought to my attention was someone had said that I had snuck in and did something illegally and knew it was illegal after hours. I never had a security code. I know that there's a record of who may have been in here and what times and hours that the alarm company sends. And so I would ask that maybe those dates are checked and see who else could have been in here. I never had a code. I had a key to the front door, the back door actually, and the office. And those were turned in the day that I left. And so as far as being in this building afterwards, I would have had to crawl through a window because it just didn't happen. Whoever has done this has a reason to put some kind of a taint on my name. Whoever did it is not a truthful and honest person. I believe that at this point, an investigation would need to be done, and something that's not just saying, yeah, those emails are gone. My understanding is that on any hard drive, in any computer that is used, there's always a footprint of dates and times and where that information was gone. I don't want to see the county, over a false accusation, have to spend more money. But somebody knows something, and someone did this, and it's criminal. And I personally believe that we need to find out who it was. And I don't know exactly what procedure, you know, would be gone from that point on, but I feel that there should be some kind of an official investigation, an independent or whatever, forensics. I don't know if the sheriff's department has ability to go in and access that. I don't know enough about computer, the inner workings of it to know. But one other thing I wanted to mention was that there are people who have stated that it came directly from Miss Barlow, this rumor. And I do have those on recording. So when this got started, it seems like there was a push to get this out there and in a hurry to do it. And the one thing that whoever did this failed to remember is that she has a policy in her office. Every email that goes out has to be carbon copied to her. She has all my emails. They're on her email folder because they were always copied to her. They're not missing. Maybe they are out of that folder, but she's got them all. And I don't know if anyone has shared those details with you or not, but that is her policy. And so if IT goes in there, those could be retrieved, I would think. Anything that's sent from me to her, the carbon copies of them, there's a history of those emails. There was never anything confidential that was sent on there. The majority of the emails that I sent were personal property profiles to appraisers, to banks, to title companies, to insurance companies. That's public information. Anyone could go to MapServer and get the same thing. It's just that under RealWare, it's more detailed. And so they're all there. They're just on a different computer, unless something's been tampered with that one as well. But I'm open for any kind of questioning. I would like to see this pursued so that not just my name is cleared, but whoever did this is held accountable. That's all I have to say right now. Thank you.
Commissioners, questions for Ms. Robinson?
Well, she had some questions for the department.
We'll get to that, but let's, if you have specific questions for her.
Well, I'm a little bit surprised at some of these, so no, I don't have questions at this point.
I have none.
Okay. One final opportunity to anything you want to address, and then we'll excuse you, and then I do have some questions for IT.
Okay. I don't think I have anything else. I'm available if there are any other questions that come up, but my main thing was that I do want to see it addressed. I have been in this community for years, and I've never had anything like this come against me. I do see that it's a history of false accusations, and I think I've become another victim. And so I want it cleared out. I'm not going to stand still, and I will pursue it further if I need to, but I think that we need to find out who did it. And I can certainly tell you it was not me. I left and that computer was open. I don't know what happened to it from that point on. And then what I do have one other thing. There was a date that says that I supposedly deleted those 2 days before I left, but I'm pretty positive that in the 3 days I worked that week, I probably used that email. So that, again, could be found on hers if there was any correspondence to prove that that was not deleted on those days. That would be an IT or a technical question. I don't have that. The closest I could come to wiping off a computer is using a feather duster, so that's about it. my knowledge of the inner workings of it. I don't have anything further. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. DeVore, we've got a couple questions for you. And Deb, you can go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, come on. Don, can you walk us through basically when the request came in to disable the computer through, and what, you know, I understand that some of your other folks at Digitex have worked on some parts of this, so just your involvement, please.
As far as I remember, Cindy informed me on Friday the 10th, I believe, that Deb was no longer employed with the county. And I thought that I had disabled the account, but on looking through the administrative audit logs, I did not do that. I didn't disable her account because Cindy wanted to have access to her account, to the email. And with if the account was disabled, that it wouldn't receive any email. Any email sent to that account would bounce, so it was not disabled. And on August 27th, which is 17 days later, Cindy contacted me and said, there's no email in this folder, and we went from there.
Mr. Chairman.
Hang on. You'll get your opportunity to speak. So would anyone have had access to that account between when you shut it off on the 10th, but apparently people could still access it, sounds like, and...
Anyone who had the password to that account would have been able to get to it.
Okay. And in when we've had other county employees depart, is that something customarily that you do, is leave those open so that...
No. Typically, we disable the account.
Okay. Now, when the employees... They have to manually carbon and copy on the emails going out, or is there anything that's set up so that they receive those?
No, there's no system, automated thing that does that, no.
So if an employee didn't want to include the assessor, even though it was policy in that office, then they could just
there's
not...
nothing that would that automatically...
Whether it was intentional or...
No.
Yeah, okay. Commissioners, questions?
Just a minute.
I don't think I do at this time.
And you were notified the 10th that...
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Left.
I do have a question. How long do the emails stay in the system? Are they backed up anywhere?
They are in the system until they're deleted, and when they're deleted, they're on the system. At that point, it was for 14 days. So by the time we looked on the 27th for the emails, they had already been purged from the system.
I'd heard mention of something called a proxy account. Can you tell us what those are and how those work?
Office 365, which is the system that we use, has the ability for another account to access accounts based on the amount of authority that that person is given. So, for example, if you wanted Sheila to have access to your account to see if an email came in, we could give Sheila access to your account so that she could see, view email as they were coming in, or more access if you wanted her to be able to respond to an email. She could be given full access and the ability to send email as you. So in this case, Cindy had full proxy access to Deb Robinson's account and was able to view, send, receive email in that account.
And did you set that up for her? Was that something that she had to request, or is that something that was already there?
That was something that she requested previously when Deb was out of town and or not at work. And she requested that access and was given it to her.
And would anybody else be able to access that, or just the person with the proxy authority?
Just the person with the proxy authority would have access to that. It had been given to Tracy Pruitt also in that office when Deb was out, but it had been removed. Tracy had asked that it be taken off, so I did that.
So it sounds like then the only people that had access to the emails in question were the employee and the assessor. Is that correct?
Yes, as far as I'm aware.
Okay. Other questions, Linda?
When did Tracy ask to have that her proxy removed?
I don't recall. Deb had been out of the office. I don't know. It was sometime a few months prior to this.
Commissioner Perry, any questions?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Last chance questions for Don.
Is there any way to recover those emails?
It's possible they're on the hard drive. The amount of activity that went on that computer after Deb left makes it less likely that they could be recovered, but it's possible that a commercial data recovery company would be able to restore information on data on that hard drive to get them back. But it was used fairly extensively after Deb left, so the more it's used, the less likely it is that data can be recovered from it.
Okay. Last chance, any questions?
Okay.
Thank you. Madam Assessor.
Don, actually, I have some questions.
Okay.
Very specifically.
Okay.
And you might want to come back. So that the record is correct, Ms. Robinson quit on the 14th.
15th.
And when she left, we were talking about an individual making photocopies and whether they had paid for them or not. And she had gotten very upset and said she quit. I tried to talk her out of it and because I said it didn't merit this, and she said no, she quits. Okay. So at that point, she said, do you want me to leave today? And I said, if that's what you want to do. And I reached around her and I personally shut her computer off. And I waited for her to load up her stuff, and everybody helped her out. I immediately went to my desk. I called the Department of Revenue and told them to disable her account. And I called Mr. DeVore, and I said that Deb has left employment. Everybody was notified that day. When I spoke to Mr. DeVore about the proxy account, it was afterwards, so that because she was my secretary, she was receiving requests. And it was so that I would receive any email coming into her account and I would be able to answer the requests of the public. That's what most people would do. We did it with other employees who had left so that I would receive a copy of that. And in fairness, I did not have full proxy because I tried to respond off of there, and you'd even warned me. You had said, when you respond, you're going to respond with Deb's name. The email would not even allow me to do that. It said, you do not have permissions. So to have full proxy, was not something that I had. I had to copy those emails, pop them into an email from my email account to answer Deb's emails that were coming in as a request. So full proxy was not given. The week that Deb left, I was in preparation for the Concord protest. I had no time to worry about what was going on in that direction. I had to stay focused on a protest that was coming before this commission. I touched that computer none at all. I did have people sitting there because it's the front of my office. Therefore, when they came in and they worked on that computer, we have been set up, is it not true, from the beginning, that you could sign in to any computer in my office with your name, your password, and work. That's a true story, because that's how we wanted to be able to function at the front desk. So did I have people sitting there and working? Yes. And were they on their own name and their own password? And the answer to that is yes. And you could even go into the computer logs of all of our computers now, because sometime in May, there was a program installed that shows when you log in and when you log out. So there's a clear record. Matter of fact, when Mr. DeVore and I started up her computer on the 27th, because I wanted to get through the Concord protest, and that's when I began to worry about this other stuff and what I needed to see what was coming in. Mr. DeVore was there with me because I didn't even understand the proxy. When I went into her name on my computer, all I could see were emails that were currently coming in and no history. So I went to Mr. DeVore. He had to explain to me how to use it. True story or not?
That there were no email in there, yes.
True story that I didn't know what I was looking at. When you came up, you said, I'll be right up, and you walked me through it. True story.
I'm not sure. I don't recall.
It's funny how amnesia always hits us in a hot moment. So at the end of the day, it's important that when we look at what is going on here, I do have an email that specifically said, if Deb didn't do this, then let's figure out the breach. Let's find out what's going on with our data, because we owe it to this county to make sure that it's properly cared for. That was also notified to my county attorney. I've gotten to the point where every time I do something, I am documenting it because somebody else turns it around. This has been handled properly. There's been no deletion by me ever, and I don't know what happened to her emails. She was the only one that was on it. As far as having access to be able to get into that computer, every time I got into it, Don was generally sitting right there. I don't have time for stuff like this. I've got a county to value. So at the end of the day, I think it's important that the story be told correctly. And, you know, would we like an investigation? If we have to go that route, I had a long conversation with Shane Brown just the other day about the forensics of stuff like this and the cost to the county. If we're able to find it with the simple logs, let's work with the simple logs. I agree with what everybody else is saying. It should be there. Let's clear up where this breach is coming from. If it's not the employee, then let's figure out what's going on within the network, because it shouldn't be happening. But it certainly wasn't anything malicious by me or any other employee like this conversation is shaping up. And it's important that the truths that are told to me as I'm working through this, and they say that the email files are gone, and then when I call Ptolemy, because I felt like I wasn't getting the full answer. I felt like I needed, just like when you've got cancer and you go to another doctor and you get a second opinion. And they did, through my authority as an elected official, to be able to look at this and to be able to say, is this right? And they confirmed everything that Digitech said. That gave me more confidence that the actions that I was taking as an elected official was correct.
Madam Sister, I have two questions for you. The first, you indicated that you'd contacted the state, and so was that to shut down Deb's access to the CAMA system?
Absolutely.
And then the second thing is the decision to contract with Ptolemy and allow them to enter into the county system. Did you Are you familiar with the county's IT policy?
So they didn't go into the system. They looked at her computer, period.
Again, are you familiar with the county IT policy, which strictly prohibits allowing non-authorized vendors to access our county system?
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, that county policy's been sitting on somebody's desk for the last 2 years. Digitech has been pushing you guys to try to push and to approve a county policy that's strong on our internet and computer use, and it has not been activated, and that's a shame.
I'm actually speaking in reference to the policy that's spelled out in the employee handbook.
That's a very basic and vulnerable policy, unfortunately.
But so you were aware of the policy?
Yes.
That said you were not allowed to allow anyone to authorize, and you had to authorize Ptolemy to enter into our system. Is that correct?
I don't know that I've seen anything that says that there's something that, as an elected official, we can't protect our data.
Ms. Ruby, what were you making your hand figure, or?
No, I'm just sitting here. I mean, if the commission is asking about the policy's pretty clear. Myself and Barry looked at it yesterday, so there's. I think the policy you're referring to is the policy we looked at as well. It's in the employee handbook. It's a shortened version of what. Don has been working with Barry for some time on wanting to get done, and I think...
Is that the policy that's approved and in our handbook?
Yes. Policy is approved in the handbook.
Really?
It was approved by county resolution. I believe all the elected officials had the opportunity to comment on it before it was adopted.
Weren't we just talking about this the other day, and you were upset that the commission hadn't moved to approve it?
This is, I believe they're talking about the policy that's in the employee handbook.
Okay.
The policy that we've given to the county attorney's office is, in addition, expands on a lot of the things that are
okay.
in that handbook.
Anything additionally?
At the end of the day, we're not trying to do anything. We weren't the ones who brought out the email issue or tried to cloud Ms. Robinson's name. As far as the accusations that are made that I'm trying to do something to Ms. Robinson is absolutely false. But when we call out and we are trying to find out information and we can't get it from within our county or maybe even a straight answer from IT, we've got some issues that we need to resolve, and maybe at the next IT meeting we need to make sure that those things do take place.
Absolutely. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. So at this point, I would open up for public comment, if there is any. Mr. Weller.
I just have a quick question generally on emails. So are they backed up or not?
They're now backed up going back a year.
Okay. Just bad that. Curiosity, because I get a lot of emails and I like to go back, and so I archive in my own folder structure, so I wanted to make sure that.
So they're back to a year.
Now.
So as of the other day, you had mentioned we couldn't even get past the 15 days.
14 days is the default.
Okay.
And when this happened, we increased it to 1 year.
Okay, so we started 1 year as of what, a month ago?
Somewhere at the end of August, yes.
Okay, so starting August going forward, we will start backing up to a year.
It goes back a year. They're retained for 1 year at that point.
Okay, so can we go back to 2017?
No.
Okay, thank you.
If they were deleted prior to that date,
right.
if they were purged prior to that date, we can't go back there.
Okay, but going forward, we're now archived?
Yes.
That's good to know. And actually, I was under that understanding, but that's how it was.
I have a question on the Freedom of Information Act. Why it's only required 14 days? why you only had it set at 14 days if Freedom of Information...
The default for Microsoft Office 365 is 14 days. The system was set up as with the default, and the policy was given to the county attorney's office saying, please give us guidance on what the retention period should be for each office.
Let me chime in on that before we get rolled under the bus over here. Our current policy that I wrote, which maybe is inadequate, maybe not, specifically says that all of our records will be kept in accordance with the Public Records Act. I had no idea that we were at 14 days. I don't think anybody else did either. So just to be clear on that, it's very clearly written in our electronic resources policy that all emails or any other public record for that matter will be kept in accordance with the Wyoming Public Records Act, and that's in Title IX if anybody cares to look.
And I believe it's 3 years.
It depends. It depends on the office. It depends. The Wyoming State Archives has a schedule for different offices, the type of document you're keeping, and it depends specifically on whether you're assessor, whether you're the clerk, whether you're the commissioner. It varies, and so it gets very complicated, and they have a schedule online on how long stuff has to be kept.
And I did go into the State Archives the other day, and general correspondence is 3 years for us.
Public comment.
How long has this policy been in the handbook?
I think we amended that in 2016. Is that right? Does that sound right?
Sounds about right.
Chairman.
Sounds about right. Public comment. I thought I saw a hand.
I have a question.
Yep. Ma'am, can you please stand and identify yourself for the public record?
My husband told me I wasn't allowed to ask any questions, but I just have to ask this one. It's for you, Mr. Moore. Is there any type of work order that you receive from any of the departments here that tracks when you go into offices and what you do?
There is a work order system. It's sometimes used and sometimes there it isn't.
You seem a little vague about what you've done and your dates and the processes that you have gone through. I'm just observing. If you had a work order system and you had where you had to go back on your work orders and say what you did, what was completed, who you talked to, everything would be very concise, more concise about who was involved in this computer and who turned what off and who left what on and what the access was for that computer. There's a discrepancy between the two of you about what exactly was done and if she had the proxy, if she didn't have the proxy. Maybe there needs to be some more development for your work orders from your department.
Is there a question?
My observation from seeing things in other county offices.
Okay.
Madam Clerk.
Ma'am, may I have your name, please?
My name is Kate Chapin.
Thank you.
Other public comment. Public comment, public comment. Hearing none, we'll close discussion on that. Commissioners, there was a request for an outside investigation. What's your pleasure?
I make a motion we pursue an outside investigation.
We have that in email.
Second that.
Been moved and seconded.
You didn't
tell them that. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.